Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim, Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Hei Halacha Beis. This is the fourth shiur. We've been discussing the Inyan of Lo B'Shamayim Hi. And we had wondered in a previous shiur what Pshat in the Rambam is in Hilchos Yisoidi HaToyroh in the ninth chapter, in the very first Halacha. There the Rambam says that a Navi is not allowed to add on to be Mechadish in the Torah from the Pasuk of Lo B'Shamayim Hi. And we said, Lo B'Shamayim Hi. The Gemara brings that a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadish Dover from the Eila Mitzvahs. These are the Mitzvahs, and a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadish. Only what it says in the Torah, and not a Navi. So why does the Rambam bring Lo B'Shamayim Hi as opposed to Eila Mitzvahs? Zohash kushya shehemadnu ve'echad me'ashurim ha'kudmim. Ve'achshav anachnu nitaretz v'shuv kol ze al pi darko shel moreinu v'rabeinu ma'or einenu ha'goin ha'godol ha'mufla v'ha'mufla g'zecher tzadik v'vroche. Az nera kach, l'dat ha'rambam, ikar ha'pasuk shel elu ha'mitzvot, according to the Rambam, the ikar pasuk of elu ha'mitzvis is not a miut dafka an nevue. Eino miut an nevua dafka. V'yeheze halacha b'ilchot nevua. And then you would think that if it's a miut in nevua, eila ha-mitzvah she'en navi rashoi l'chadish davar, that this is a miut in hilchos nevua. That in hilchos nevua, navi's not allowed to be mechadish halacha. No. But rather, this connects to the Rambam, in Hilchos Mamrim, in the second chapter, we have a long series on Hilchos Mamrim B'tziyata Dishmaya. You're invited to listen. It's very, very super sweet in Kishmak. Where the Rambam says that how are the rabbis allowed to add on mitzvahs to the Torah? We have a lot of biblical injunctions, fences. So how is that permitted? It's Baal Tosif. So the Rambam says that as long as they tell us, it's fine. The court says that v'yatir b'sar chayav v'chol v'rezek avim yasir b'sar ofi yomer shu b'chla l'agdi v'asim minat ha'rezem ma'isiv. If they say it's an isur Torah, it's ma'isiv. Avar imam b'sar of mutter minat Torah b'nei atzor so dir lam shu gzeire. So if they say that fowl and milk is asir, only dirabonon, so then it's beseder. As long as they tell you that, it's only derabanan. That's not Baal Tosif. So that's the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim. As may be karadin sheach isur Baal Tosif gam b'isur derabanan. In theory, you could have Baal Tosif by a derabanan. What makes derabanan not Baal Tosif? Because beguf ha'gzera, they told you that it's not an isur, it's only a siyag mederabanan. The Ravid argues, you can see there in the Ravid, you can see there in the, and you can see in the Ritva about this in Rosh Hashanah 16b, the Maharal and the Be'er HaGoyla in the first Be'er. So according to the Rambam, it's a miut from the Pasuk of Eila HaMitzvahs, Shegam Isul Novi Odirabonan Leko, V'i Afshar Lohosif, Ela B'Gedel Siyog. So what this Elamitz is telling us is that you're now allowed to add on Isurim, any type of Isurim. In other words, even Isurim Derabanan, you're now allowed to add on. As long as the only way Derabanan is going to be allowed to be added on is if it's explicitly noted by the rabbis. So we kara dinti alfinu mikra de Elamitzot she'if shal losif mitzvot afal pi she'einan shel Torah. And that's what the pasuk is telling us, Eila ha-mitzvahs, that you're not allowed to add on mitzvahs, even though the mitzvahs are not from the Torah. So we're not adding on Torah to mitzvahs. You say the Navi adds on a mitzvah, the Derabbanan add on a mitzvah, it's also aser. You're not allowed to add on mitzvahs, even if it's not min haTorah. Umakol lezeh, what would be the source for such an explanation? Yerushalmi Megillah 1:5, Ayin Sham, it says there, Eila haMitzvus, Eila haMitzvus shenitztaveinu mipi Moshe, v'chach amar lanu Moshe, Ein navi acher atid lechadesh davar me'ata. It's talking there about the mitzvah of Kriyas haMegillah, that a navi is not in the future allowed to add on mitzvahs. So we see that it's not coming to be memayed a navi, but rather it's coming to tell us these are the mitzvahs you're not allowed to add on. What does it mean adding on? If you add on a mitzvah of Kriyas haMegillah, it's also usher. It doesn't say that dafka by a navi, because the example there is Kriyas haMegillah. Meaning the Gemara is telling us, anytime you add on mitzvahs, it's going to be asur mishum eila haMitzvahs. Zikar ka lo nema'et navikati, elikara krahu, she'elu heina mitzvot. These are the mitzvahs. And you can't add on mitzvahs anyway, any which way, as they say in Spanish. Even mipi navi, ayin Ramban ala Torah, bedvarim beperek dalet pasuk bet, גם כן שהוא כתב שעיקר הפסוק של אלה המצוות הוא שלא להוסיף על מצוות התורה. He says, you're not allowed to add on to the mitzvot, like we're saying. Just he writes that the Havamina is that through a Navi it's mutter, and that's why we need the pasuk of Eila HaMitzvot. But based on what we're explaining according to the Rambam, it's not a din dafka in the Navi, but rather it's a din in Hosafa's din. You're not allowed to add on anything. You're not allowed to add any halachas to the Torah. That's usher. And therefore, Tachanis Chacham is also going to be aser. Kfoy sherayinu barambam b'ilchot mamrim. V'nafka mina l'ma shekatav haritva b'msechet yivamot. B'daf ayin alef. B'ma shekatav harambam. Im lo nitna priya l'Avraham avinu. Lomdim priya mi'apasuk b'Yoshua. So, the Gemara it says, if you don't learn priya, that after you do, we know that Mila has the stage of Mila, where you do the cutting, and then the Priya is where you peel away the remaining skin. So that's Priya. So Lo Nitna Priya L'Avram Avinu. So where you, if it wasn't given to Avram Avinu, where did you get it from? You got it from Yehoshua. So see there in Tosfos, the Ramas Chilo, and the Ramban, and the Meiri, that if that's true, איך נתחייבנו בפריה על ידי נבי? האין נבי רשאי לחדש? Wait a second, Yoshua is a prophet. So how are we getting new mitzvahs via prophecy? אין נבי רשאי לחדש. And the Ritva writes in one teretz that since it's a hechsher mitzvah, it's not considered a chidush. It's only a hechsher mitzvah. There in the Ritva, the language is a little bit jumbled, but that's what the Ritva means. That since it's a hechsher mitzvah, it's not considered a chiddush. In other words, only if you're mechadesh an ikar, rak memechadesh ikar, ein anavi rashei. But if you're mechadesh a prat, a detail of the mitzvah, that's permitted. Ayin b'zeh b'mitzvah eisen b'sukkah 44a. But that's not how the other Rishonim learn. The other Rishonim don't learn like the Ritva, that it's okay if a Navi adds on a Prat. And the Rambam, Yisorei HaTorah 9.1, 9.2, we see Lehedya, that the Navi only has koch b'divrei Rishus. Ayin sham b'divrei Rambam. Zot omeret, Shem... Shedafka b'divrei reshut. Only matters of reshus a navi is allowed, but not details of a mitzvah. That a navi is not allowed to add on. So this ritva is not like the other rishayim, who says that a navi is allowed to add on. He says a navi is allowed to add on a detail. The Rambam doesn't hold the way. The rishayim don't hold that way. So based on what we said, if imhu mi'ut b'navi lechidush, yesh lomar. If you learn that Eila HaMitzvahs is a miut in the Novi, that the Navi can't be mechadesh, so you can say that a prat of a mitzvah is not significant enough to be considered a chiddush. But according to the Rambam and the Ramban, how do they learn? They learn it's a din of Baal Tosef. They're not allowed to add on to the Torah. Any Tosefis is aser, even though it's al pi Navi. So it's Pashit. What's a Hosefa? Any Hosefa is a Hosefa. Ze lo dafka bi'ikara mitzvah, ela kol Hosefa shehi. Ze nechshav Hosefa. And therefore, l'shitasam, it's a good kasha. How is Yehoshua allowed to add on this prat? If you say that the Navi is not allowed to be mechadish, it's not allowed to be mechadish dover, so you can say, all right, the Navi is only restricted from being mechadish, something that's significant enough in a mitzvah itself, a whole mitzvah. But a prat, we say, the lonara. But if you say Navi's not allowed, it's a din of Baal Tosef, you're not allowed to add on, anything that's adding on is considered adding on. And therefore, it's a good kasha, so how is Yehoshua allowed to add on? So in other words, that's the Yisoid HaDvarim, that according to the Rambam, Menei Rosh HaLechadish is a din in any type of Tosefis. Ulefi zeh yesh lomar, shema shekatav HaRambam, be'alacha Aleph, mikra delo b'shamayim, the Rambam learns in Halacha Aleph, from lo b'shamayim hi, even though the Iker din is, in other words, that Anabi's not allowed to add on. Even though we learned the Iker Din from Elaham Mitzvahs, Shein Avir Asher L'Chadish Dover, right, that was the kasha we started with. Shekavnat HaRambam hi, Leva'er Gam, Mai Taime, Al Kol Panim, Lo Yehe Koach Nevu'ah, Kegeder Takanat Chachamim, Sheba'asiyah L'siyag, Eina Hosafa, V'shinu. What the Rambam is telling us is, that he's coming to explain, what's the reason that a Navi doesn't have koyach like a takonas chachamim. In other words, if the rabbis make a takona, they are allowed to say that it's their takona. And that's permitted. They're allowed to make their own siyogim. As koyach hanavu'e should be kegeder takonas chachamim. Sheba'asiyah l'siyag eina hosafa v'shinui. That if they make a hosafa, if they make a siyog, if they make a fence, that's not considered a change. That's how it's considered an addition. Vishuv, yehi shayach al zeh chiyuv nevuah, acharei shekanal, ein zeh bechlal bal tosif. So then you can have a chiyuv al pi nevuah, because it's not a bal tosif problem, which is the din of Eila HaMitzvahs. So why can't, that was what is bothering the Rambam. Why can't a Navi say something and it'll be kegeder siyag shel chachamim? אז על זה כוסב הרמב״ם, לא בשמיים היא. מה זאת אומרת? זאת אומרת שכוח סייג הוא ככוח החכמים בסברות התורה. שכוח סייג הוא ככוח חכמים בסברות התורה. שהוא הדין, כוח סייג נמסר להם. Vishuv ain't oba shamayim. That the only koach to make a siyag is that of the rabbis. And how do the rabbis make their siyagim? With logic. With logic. And then it's not bashamayim. And if somebody says, you know what, I got to a siyag with prophecy. So boz yavuzu lo, ma pitom? Ma pitom? Ubemeila shenavuah alzei, nevuat sheker v'chayev aleha mita. If somebody says that he did get a nevuah about a siyag, so it can't be, because the siyags are lo b'shamayimi. The siyags are done by human, with human comprehension, with human intellect. And this dude is saying that he gets it from Shemaim, so he's a Navi Sheker, so off with his head. As a Shapir, Gam can Kusel Lechem Mishnah, my time, Lovi Aramam Likar Kradela Mitzvah, Mokam Zevi Kradelo Bashamayim. The Lefima Shamarnu, Ikar, Divra Aramam Sham Shah Torah, Lo Te Muchlefet Finishtanet. Bazevi Aramam Kolakrai Shevisha, Vinyan Ela Mitzvah Turak Parat Kana, Shigam Torat Mitzvah Shan Navi Avalishin. Bahegilu Isa, Kobachlala Krai Shevisha Marambam. שמחה כתב הרמב"ם עיקר הקראי. So the Rambam doesn't bring Eilah HaMitzvahs because that's not the most important pasuk. The most important, the Rambam is trying to tell us that the Torah can never be changed. You can't have anything new in the Torah. So for that, the Rambam brings the psukim that he brings. And the inyan Eilah HaMitzvahs is just a prat. That even the Torah is mitzvah shel Navi. In other words, even if the Navi says, all right, this is not a Torah dika mitzvah. It's a Navi dika mitzvah. That's also considered a shinui. Not only is it considered a shinui if you try to say it's part of the Torah, but even a Navi is not allowed to add on. We said, begedu takatzei chachamim are allowed on their own siyagam begedu takanas chacham, but a Navi can't. So after you have lo b'shamayim hi, so Eilah HaMitzvahs is included in lo b'shamayim. De'lebata ribui de'Eilah HaMitzvot, after you have Eilah HaMitzvahs that a Navi is not allowed to be mechadish mekarech nevuah, even a siyag, even begeder like a begeder takanas chachamim. So now it's included in lo b'shamayim hi, because there's no koach shamayim. All there is koach chachamim, because chachamim were given the Torah. And the Torah was not given to the Nevi'im to change. And they're not allowed to even add their own Alpi Nevuah. They're not allowed to add their own understanding of the Torah. So this Isser Navi of Eilah HaMitzvahs is now included in Lo B'Shamayim. Because what does Lo B'Shamayim tell us? Lo B'Shamayim means that it's out of the realm of Shamayim. Once it's out of the realm of Shamayim, so then Eilah HaMitzvahs, Shein Aver Asher L'Chadish Davar, is included in that. Not for the Eilah HaMitzvahs, you would have said, all right, this isn't considered by Shemayim, because the Navi is adding on Begedu Takanas Chachamim. But comes to the Lo B'Shamayim, it says, no, that doesn't fly, because it has to be, it's Lo B'Shamayim. If a Navi tries to add on, even if he says it's Begedu Takanas Chachamim, I'm adding on a mitzvah of a Navi, and not a mitzvah of the Torah, doesn't matter. Because adding on mitzvahs, the siyagim, who's allowed to make siyagim? The only ones allowed to make siyagim are the chachamim, with their powers of intellect. But not the nevi'im. Because the nevi'im were getting their koach min hashamayim, if they're coming mitzad nevuah, that doesn't fly. Eilah HaMitzvahs, you can't add on. And Navi's not allowed to add on to the mitzvah Torah, even his own mitzvah. Why? Because lo b'shamayim. Because it's no longer in Shemaim. It was given now to the Chacham. You want Chacham want to make a siyag of the Torah, they're allowed to. But a Navi's not allowed to. Lo b'Shamayim. And therefore the Rambam writes the Maskan of Lo b'Shamayim. And not how you get there. You get to Lo b'Shamayim because of Eilah HaMitzvahs. But the Maskan is Lo b'Shamayim. Once you have Eilah HaMitzvahs, the Navi's not allowed to be Mechadish Davar. Why? Because of Lo b'Shamayim. So the self pasuk is Lo b'Shamayim. And anyway, it's not a din miyuchad behuchas navi, like we said, because it's a din. Yeah, nobody's allowed to add on to the Torah in your own mitzvahs. Even the rabbis aren't allowed on their own mitzvahs to the Torah, unless they specifically tell us it's a siyag. But stam, the rabbis adding on mitzvahs to the Torah, they're not allowed to. Unless they specifically tell us that it's a siyag. But you see that you can have mitzvahs that it's considered adding on to the Torah, even if it's even an Isser D'Rabbanan, you can have an Isser Baal Tosef, like the Rambam says. So therefore, the Rambam doesn't bring down, here we're talking about Nevuah. The Rambam doesn't bring Eilah HaMitzvahs because it's not in a special Pasuk of a copy of Nevuah. Only the Pasuk of Lo B'Shamayim. That's a Din Nevuah. Huh. Lo B'Shamayim. What does it mean, Lo B'Shamayim? Lo B'Shamayim means no Nevuah. You can't add on with Nevuah. And therefore, the Rambam brings that's the most germane Pasuk. And now we understand the Ritva in Yevamis, who writes that on a prat in a mitzvah, there's no problem of ein navi rashai, that a navi is not allowed to be mechadish davar. On a detail, what about the Gemara in Shabbos? We learned in the Gemara in Shabbos, Nafkuf Ches, that we asked about writing tefillin on the skin of a fish. Mao lichtov agabi orshel dog tar, as mevuach shem basugia, שאי אפשר להכריע בזה על פי אליהו בנבואה. You can't decide. The Gemara says, how can you possibly ask Eliyahu? You're not allowed to be machri al pei Eliyahu ben al pei nevua. And there it's only a prat in the din ksiva. It's not a whole new din. So according to the Ritva, there's no problem of ein navi rashai l'chadesh. So what's the problem there? Why do you say, oh, Eliyahu navi can't say anything? Of course he can. We're talking here about a prat according to the Ritva. But לפי דברינו, שם הוא נידון על דבר ששייך ליוד גלומידס, שהתורה נדרשת, ליעפות על אורו של דג. In other words, there we want to know, we want to use the Yud Gimel, the Gemara wants to use the Yud Gimel Midas to find out, with the Yalfusa, what's the din of the skin of a dog? You're allowed to write the tefillin on the skin of a dog. You want to go through the Yud Gimel Midas. And that's an inyan of Loba Shamayim. Nevuah has no koach here. Because you have to get through the Yud Gimel Midas. Yud Gimel Midas is our intellect. It's Loba Shamayim, there's no koach Nevuah. ולא שניים הוא פרט או גוף המצווה. And it doesn't matter if it's a prat or if it's the mitzvah itself. There the Ritva would agree, if you have to get through the Yud Gimel Midas, it's a Lo B'Shamayim Hi problem. When we talk about Priya, you're not getting through the Yud Gimel Midas. You're just adding on something. So the Ritva holds that if you still want to add on something, so then, you're only allowed to add on Gufa Mitzvah. But a Prat, you're allowed to add on. However, something that has to be learned from the Yud Gimel Midos, so it doesn't matter whether it's a Prat or Gufa Mitzvah. That's Lo B'Shamayim Hi. There's no koach from a Navi to add on to that. Just the Ritva holds that the Priya is not about the Yud Gimel Midos. Priya is talking about adding something on. So he says, adding something on, you're allowed to if it's only a prat. But when you have to get through the Yud Gimel Midas, it doesn't matter if it's a prat or gufa mitzvah. You can look in Tosis and Bechoris on Nunches Amud Aleph. We're bringing the name of Rashi there. We don't have this in our Rashi. But that it says in the Gemara, Pi Hashmor, Pi Chaga Zecharia Malachi, with regard to the Zman of Maisris, that since it's Nevuah, it's Kehilcha Sevelot Taima. It's like a halacha without an understandable rationale. And we can't know what the rationale is. It's kehilcha sabalot time, it's nevuah. So Tosis writes, what do you mean it's nevuah? When you're talking about this man maisers, how could it be nevuah? Ein navi rashai lechadesh, and navi's not allowed to be mechadesh in the Sefer Torah's Nevi'im of the Maratz Chayis. He adds in the Gemara and Shabbos that Eliyahu HaNavi can't decide halachas. So how are the Nevi'im here deciding this man maisers? Also, Erevin Memhamad Aleph, Dibur Maskel Harein Rashi, that Minyanam of Isser Veheter, you're now allowed to ask the Urim V'tumim. So, what's the pshat over here? You're finally getting halachas from the Navi. However, Rashi was Madgish, Rashi emphasized, based on the Sigya there, that it's Hilchas Abeloi Taima. In other words, it's not Al Piyud Gimel Midos V'Darki Asvaris, and therefore it's Kehilchas that's Beloi Taim. And that's like Tosis writes, Halach l'Moshe miSinai without a tam. V'inyan ze, eino inyan lelo b'shamaymi, sheyisodo kevan shenimsar l'chachamim, shezehu hanidon v'had shabbat v'eruvin hanal. And this has nothing to do with lo b'shamaymi. Lo b'shamaymi means, once it's given to the chachamim, Torah was given to the chachamim. So we can't get now halachas from shamayim. Once it's given to the Chachamim, we can't get halachas from Shemayim. And therefore, Isser V'Heter, you don't ask the Urim V'Tumim, Rashi and Erevin. And therefore, the Or Hadag, you don't get from Eliyahu, you don't get from Shemayim. Right, because this is given to the Chachamim. This isn't given to Shemayim anymore. Not Isser V'Heter, not Hilchas Stam. These are given to the Chachamim. So we say Lo B'Shamayim Hi. But here we're not talking about something that was given over to the Chachamim. Here we're talking about something that was given over to the Nevi'im. So the only problem is, Ein Navi Rashai L'Chadesh. So that was Tosfos. That's the Kasha on Rashi. I Ein Navi Rashai L'Chadesh. So how are you allowed to tell us? They're allowed to tell us this man from Maisus. So the answer is Rashi can hold like the Ritva, that if it's a Prat, then there's no problem of Ein Navi Rashai L'Chadesh. And therefore you can have Nevuah. And for the Kasha of Tosfos. So the Yesod HaDvarim is that anything given over to the Chachamim is a Lo B'Shamayim Hi problem. But if it isn't given over to the Chachamim, then it's not a Lo B'Shamayim Hi problem. Lo B'Shamayim Hi is only that it was once it's given over to the Chachamim, so then it's no longer B'Shamayim. Now nobody else has the right to add anything on. So the Torah in general was given to the Chachamim. So the Nevi'im have no right to add on mitzvahs. Eila ha-mitzvahs. So anything that's supposed to be learned b'darkei ha-chachma can't be learned b'darkei ha-nevuah. And that's why in the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gabei Or Shel Dag, and the Gabei Erevin, Isser v'Heter, there he's supposed to learn b'darkei ha-svara. Once you're supposed to learn B'darkei HaSvara, that's not given over to the Chachamim, to the Nevi'im. B'darkei HaSvara is only given over to the Chachamim. And we say, Lo B'Shamayim Hi. However, something that's not given over to B'darkei HaSvara, there, you're going to say, just, you don't have a problem with Lo B'Shamayim Hi, that it was given to the Chachamim, because it's not something that's supposed to be B'darkei HaSvara. All you have over here is the issue of Eilah HaMitzvahs She'en Avir Rashay L'Chadish Dover. So here they're being M'Chadish Dover. So Eina Chinami, they're not in infringing on the rights of the Chachamim. And now the Torah is given over to the Chachamim and out to the Nevi'im. Lo B'Shamayimi, so Me'melet Gevaldik, that a Navi can't say anything. That's if it's given over to the Chachamim. But let's say it's not given over to the Chachamim. That's what we're talking about in Bechoris. Or something that's not given over to the Chachamim. It's Hilchas HaBaloi Taima. Silchus HaBaloi Taima is not a Lo B'Shamayim Hi problem. Why is it not a Lo B'Shamayim Hi problem? Because it's not Lo B'Shamayim that it was given to the Chachamim. Because it wasn't. There's only another problem. The problem is we still have Eila HaMitzvah She'en Avir Rashay L'Chadish Dover. And to that Rashi will say, okay, but details, they're allowed to be Mechadish. As long as they're not Mechadish, the Ikar HaMitzvah. According to the Rambam, we saw that once it's called Eilah HaMitzvah, so that's included, it's subsumed under Lo B'Shamayim Hi. So that would seem to be even a case where it's where it wasn't Dover Shenimser L'Chachamim. Anytime they're adding on a mitzvah, it's Lo B'Shamayim Hi. But the Ritva can make this chilek, and the Ritva can say that if it's given over to the Chachamim to be Miyashiv B'Darkei HaSvara, so there the Nevi'im can't get it, there the Nevi'im can't get involved at all. Doesn't matter if it's a Prat or the Ikar HaMitzvah. However, when we're dealing with a mitzvah that it's below taima, wasn't given over to the chachamim, it's hilchos below taima. There, you don't have a lo b'shamayim problem. All you have is an ein avir rashay l'chadish problem. And Rashi will hold that in a detail, they're allowed to be mechadish, and therefore, the zman of the maisus, they're allowed to be mechadish. So elu advarim shelotzinu lomar b'shiur hazeh psiyata d'shmaya v'yesh hamshech. Anachnu tzrichim achshav leve'er. בסייעתא דשמיא את הסוגיה במסכת תמורה בדף ט"ז שהרבינו להקשות עליה בשיעור הראשון, ובעזרת השם ברצות השם דרכנו אני מקווה שתפקידנו בשיעור הבא זה לחזור לגמרא ולראות את זה וליישב את הדברים ולראות נפלאות מתורת השם יתברך בעזרת השם. I thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. This was mamish beautiful. And hopefully we'll be zeicha to continue this study in the next coming shir. And shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.